Ah, would help if I unmute the mic, wouldn't it? Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday morning. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Welcome to another Morning Psalms devotional. I hope you're doing well this morning and I hope you're excited. I'm excited. One of my favorite psalms, one of the most loved and best known of the psalms, Psalm 103. It is one that is going to be difficult to tackle in less than 20 minutes. But we will pray and ask the Lord's help, and then we will dig into this wonderful feast for our souls this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are so good and so faithful, so holy and wise and wonderful and true. And we belong to you. We are your children. We are gathered here to listen to your word. We need your Holy Spirit to come and write your word on our hearts. We need your Holy Spirit to come and be faithful to show us who you are, to reveal your goodness and your greatness to our souls, that we might love you, that we might adore you, that we might worship you, that we might walk with you today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 103 is a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you, his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Ah, what a powerful psalm. And Psalm 103 begins and ends with, bless the Lord, O my soul. It is a praising of God, an exalting of God, a speaking forth of the praises of God. You know, the Bible has words that are translated as bless or blessed or blessed, and there's really two different meanings to that. There's the words that can be translated as blessed and refer to us being blessed by God, right? And I used to stumble over the Psalms when I was younger because I thought, how can I bless the Lord? I understand how the Lord blesses me. He's good to me. He's kind to me. He's generous to me. He saves me. He forgives me. He loves me. But how can I bless the Lord? I don't have anything to give him. But this is the other meaning of these words that the Bible uses, and that is to bless means to speak well of, to praise, to speak the truth in a way that clarifies and exalts and magnifies. And that's what it means to bless the Lord. O my soul, all that is within me. Now, by the end of Psalm 103, David's going to be calling on all creation, heaven and earth and everyone, to bless the Lord. But it begins and ends with personal praise. It reminds me of something John Piper said that I always keep in mind. We cannot commend what we do not cherish. We cannot commend what we do not cherish. We can't preach the gospel to others. We can't call others to worship God. We can't try to tell others of the goodness of God unless we love God, unless we are praising God, unless we are trusting God. You cannot commend what you do not cherish. So bless the Lord, O my soul. And why? Well, let's forget not all his benefits. And then he lists some of God's benefits. He forgives all your iniquity. Full forgiveness of all of our sin has been purchased by Jesus on the cross. There is not a sin that you have committed, are committing, will commit, that is not covered by the blood of Jesus if you belong to him. All our iniquities are forgiven. Who heals all your diseases. This comes in the resurrection, ultimately. There are times in this life, of course, when God is pleased to heal us, but ultimately we're looking there for the resurrection of the body. We will one day get a body. I just read 1 Corinthians 15 a little while ago in my morning Bible reading. One day we will get a glorious, heavenly, spiritual body, a body that will never grow old, a body that will never be tired, a body that will never be sick, a body that will never die, will never experience sorrow or loss. This body is waiting for us. We will be healed of all of our diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit? That's again, I believe, a reference to resurrection. Just as Jesus was raised from the dead, so all of us who belong to Jesus will be raised from the dead, and crowns you with Chesed. A couple of times we get that wonderful Hebrew word Chesed, translated steadfast love in the ESV, translated loving kindness in the King James, translated as mercy in some other translations. I prefer either steadfast love or loving kindness because those reflect the heart of Chesed. And that's what God crowns us with. He crowns us with his covenant faithful, loyal, steadfast, persevering, kind love and mercy. He satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Do you know that everything good that we enjoy in life comes from God? They are all his benefits. Whether you have enjoyed a good meal or a good hug or a good laugh or good friendship or a good sunrise or sunset or a good walk or a good run or the goodness of God that is shown to us in a more deep way by the fellowship that we have with God, a good time of worship, an intimate time of prayer, all of these things are given to us by God who renews us by his goodness. His goodness has given to us food, rest, love, laughter, truth, worship, prayer. It's all given to us to renew us, to renew us. And then David just really gets on a roll here. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. We've seen this in several other psalms. The foundations of God's throne, righteousness and justice. He will always do what is right, and he will always treat others rightly as they deserve. God is never unjust to anyone, and God is never unrighteous. He always does what is right, and he always does what is right by people in the way that he treats them. He works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. There are those who are oppressed in our world because of circumstances, but the biggest oppression that we face is the oppression of sin and death from the enemy of our souls. And God works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed, those he redeems, those he loves. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. There was a group that was oppressed. They were held in bondage of slavery in Egypt, but more importantly, they were held in bondage of slavery to idolatry and sin. And so God led them out. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. As David is thinking back on Moses and how God led Moses out of Egypt, he's reflecting now, this is how God revealed himself to Moses. This is the name of God that God spoke forth to Moses on Mount Sinai. The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. What powerful encouragement and truth. It's not found in who we are, it's found entirely in who God is. Who is he? He's merciful, he's gracious, he's abounding in chesed. And again, we get a repetition of chesed, where great is his chesed toward those who fear him. His steadfast love. Every parent who's ever loved a child, who's ever had compassion on a child who was hurting, who's ever had mercy toward a child who was wrong, who's ever been patient with a child as they've struggled, we get a little glimpse. You magnify that times a trillion trillion, and you're getting close to God's kindness, God's goodness, God's compassion, God's patience to us. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Yes, we blow it. Yes, we fail. Yes, we sin. Yes, we doubt. Yes, we wander. But God loves us. Our hope is not found in our ability to be faithful to God. Our hope is found in God's unfailing faithfulness to us. Our hope is not found in our steadfast love to God. Our hope is found in God's steadfast love to us. He is the great Father. He is the one who does not treat us as our sins deserve. He doesn't repay us according to our iniquities. He forgives them all. He separates as far as the east is from the west. You see, there is no end of east to west. Now, on a globe, of course, if you go far enough west, you start coming east again. But if you were to just head out east and west, there's no separation. There's no end to it. There's no limit to how far you could go. It is infinite. So far has our sin been distanced from us. We are like grass. We are temporary. We are at times beautiful and splendid, but at our most beautiful and most splendid, we are most temporary. But God, here again, chesed, the steadfast love of the Lord. Right? Another psalm says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. That's Lamentations 3. The steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. I believe this is giving us the essence of the gospel in seed form. The essence of the gospel is that God, who is righteous and who is faithful, gives us his own righteousness as we trust in him, in covenant with God. And our part in the covenant is to trust him, to follow him, to say to him, you are my God, to shun idols, to follow the Lord. And so he gives his own righteousness to us, to our children, to our children's children. It's a generational covenant to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. And again, it's not about being perfectly sinless. It's not about that. Because we've already been told that he forgives our iniquity. He doesn't treat us according to our sins or deal with us according to our iniquity. It's not that. But it is that we honestly and earnestly love the Lord. He is our God. And so we are seeking to trust him and to follow him and to obey him. And if that's true of you, if you are trusting in Jesus Christ, if you are following God, if God is your God, then this gospel truth is for you this morning. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. This is a statement of the absolute sovereign reign of God. Because you might think, okay, God's going to give me his righteousness, and God's going to be faithful to me, and God's going to be steadfast in his love toward me, and God's going to be merciful to me, and God's going to have compassion on me. But what if I get beyond God's reach? What if I go too far and God can't bring me back? What if I get into a trap that God can't bring me out of? No. God rules over all. the one who has compassion on us, the one who doesn't treat us according to our sins, the one whose benefits are so great to us, the one who is merciful and gracious and abounding in steadfast love, he is the one who reigns over all. And so there's only one thing left to say, and that is bless the Lord. He is so good. He's so wonderful. He's so worthy to be praised. Bless the Lord. And David here calls all of creation, the angels and the mighty ones and his hosts. This is all the angelic beings and all the powers of the heavens. And then all of his works in all places of his dominion throughout the whole world. And then back to again where he began. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. I know I spoke fast this morning. And if you feel like it was a fire hose coming out, I am sorry. I don't want to go too fast so that we miss it. But it's so powerful. It's so beautiful. It's so wonderful to think about the Lord. The Lord who is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord who does not treat us according to our sins. He doesn't repay us according to our iniquity. He shows compassion to us. The Lord who is faithful, the Lord who indeed gives us his own righteousness in covenant with us, the Lord who reigns over all, we bless his holy name. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, you are so good, so kind, so generous, so wonderful, too wonderful, Lord. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Father, we do want to take a moment to pray for those who are along the Gulf Coast, Louisiana and Texas, who've been hit by so many storms so far this year, and another one is bearing down on them. Father, we pray for your mercy for them. We pray for your protection of them. We pray for your provision for them. And we pray, Father, for your church, that we would be worshipers in spirit and in truth, that we would be worshipers wholeheartedly, unreservedly, loving you, praising you, delighting in you, for you are good. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, well, it has been so good to be with you once again. If you're in Harford County and you're able to come out and join us for worship on Sunday, we'd love to have you. Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, we're meeting at the 4-H camp out in Street. We're meeting in the Deer Creek Overlook, which is the big building on the top of the hill. It's got plenty of room for us to be socially distant and still inside. And we invite you to come out 10 o'clock on Sunday morning on top of the hill in the Deer Creek Overlook at the 4-H camp. We'd love to have you then. If not, hopefully we'll see you back here, Lord willing, Monday morning for Psalm 104, a great creation hymn, wonderful companion to Psalm 103. So that'll be Monday morning. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Have a blessed day in the Lord.